It's Friday, February 11th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Pastor Artur Pawlowski, a Canadian immigrant from Poland who has butted heads with authorities throughout the pandemic, was arrested again just before he was set to address a group of Canadian truckers opposed to vaccine mandates, reports the Christian Post. The persecution of Canadian Christian leaders continues. On Tuesday, Pawlowski was arrested at his home as he was about to depart for a church service at a border blockade engineered by freedom-loving truckers. Acts 5, verse 29 says, "We must obey God rather than men." He has become known in Canada and America for his outspoken opposition to COVID worship restrictions and has been arrested multiple times over the past year for daring to hold an in-person church service and protesting outside the home of Alberta Health Minister Jason Copping. Videos documenting Pawlowski's tense exchanges with local law enforcement officials seeking to enforce coronavirus restrictions, where the pastor refers to them as Nazis and the Gestapo, have gone viral. Video footage of Pawlowski's most recent arrest was posted to the pastor's YouTube channel on Tuesday. A law enforcement official informed Pawlowski that he was under arrest for, quote, mischief, end quote. Listen.
Don't play these games for your videos, okay? You can just stand up. We do this every time. You just go dead fish on us.
As with his previous arrests, Pawlowski refused to walk with law enforcement. The only thing he said during his arrest was a 6-word explanation for why he does not walk to the police car when placed under false arrest.
I do not cooperate with Nazis.
While Artur Pawlowski remained quiet throughout most of the video, his brother Dawid confronted the officers, repeatedly referring to them as Nazis and criminals, before urging them to treat him with respect.
Hey, he's a preacher! What's wrong with you, you Nazis? This is a clergyman! What's wrong with you? Do you understand that? This is a clergyman! Treat him with respect, you Nazis!
If he would walk, we would have to do
you back
that.
Off!
Are we going to give you a chance here, Arthur?
What's wrong with you?
Why don't you stand up for us, Arthur?
What are you doing to the clergyman in this country? This is a priest, you understand that? You criminals!
You guys sell your souls to the devil.
It's all going to come back on you. How brutal you people are. It's criminal what you're doing. Be proud to go home to your children and say how you saved the world today. You will be held accountable by the highest court ever.
Pastor Pawlowski's son Nathaniel elaborated on what happened to Rebel News.
They were staking out our home for hours, waiting for him to leave the house, and then they grabbed him, they snatched him, they kidnapped him right before he could go perform his duties as a clergyman.
David Pawlowski, Archer's brother, offered his thoughts.
There are gangsters in badges. They must have watched his wife and his kids head to school, and then when she left, they sprinted to arrest him. He was just standing there in his slippers. They came and arrested him like he's the biggest terrorist. People, you gotta wake up. He's not a criminal, he's a clergyman. Christians, where are you?
Artur and Dawid Pawlowski emigrated to Canada from Poland. Dawid explained the similarities between his brother's arrest on Tuesday in Canada and what he personally witnessed as a child in Poland.
You know, these tactics I saw growing up behind the Iron Curtain. When I was a child, I saw the same thing that I saw right now. The KGB would run and arrest innocent people. You gotta wake up or you're gonna lose everything, including your freedom, including your life.
Pastor Artur Pawlowski addressed his absurd arrest in a phone call from prison this week.
This is a peaceful resistance, non-compliance, civil rights movement, solidarity movement. Thousands of people in Poland during solidarity movement were arrested. Thousands were harassed and intimidated. Thousands were forced to leave Poland, but eventually the tyranny has fallen and Poland got its own freedom.
If you'd like to help with Pastor Artur Pawlowski's legal expenses, go to SaveArtur.com. His name is spelled A-R-T-U-R. Kamila Valieva, The 15-year-old Russian superstar, who was expected to deliver her nation its third straight Olympic gold medal in women's figure skating, practiced as usual hours after reports surfaced that she had tested positive for a banned substance, reports the Associated Press. She became the first woman to successfully land a quadruple axel jump at the Winter Olympics.
A 15-year-old doing something no woman's ever done at the Olympics.
It's so true. Only one mistake in this entire free skate. The first to land a quad, the first to land two quads. What she is doing is otherworldly. It's almost like a special effect. Is it even real?
Valieva tested positive for a heart medication before the Beijing Olympics. The sample was reportedly obtained before Valieva won the European Championship last month in Estonia. It's unclear if Russia is appealing or fighting the result, though her lighthearted appearance at her regularly scheduled practice implies that the Federation is not accepting any finding that would eliminate her. Olga Ermolina, the Russian Figure Skating Federation spokeswoman, said, quote, "She is not suspended," end quote. A positive test could not only cost Russia the gold medal from the team competition, but threaten Valieva's chance to win the individual competition. It starts next Tuesday, and she is the overwhelming favorite to win gold. The drug detected, trimetazidine, is a metabolic agent that helps prevent angina attacks and treats vertigo. It is banned by the World Anti-Doping Agency because it can help endurance and increase blood flow efficiency, both of which could help a figure skater. It is unclear whether Valieva applied for a therapeutic use exemption or has a history of heart problems. In the race for gold medals, Germany is in the lead with 6, followed by Norway with 5 golds. Tied for third place are Austria, United States of America, Netherlands, and Sweden with 4 gold medals each. And finally, the Missouri Supreme Court has indefinitely suspended the law licenses of a Missouri couple convicted of misdemeanors for holding guns outside of their St. Louis home in 2020, when a group of protesters, including Black Lives Matter Marxist activists, demonstrated in their gated community, reports the Epoch Times. At the same time, the court stayed the suspension, subject to a year of probation, during which the two attorneys, who have become folk heroes among conservatives, must, quote, "not engage in conduct that violates the rules of professional conduct," end quote. For defending their home, Mark and Patricia McCloskey were honored speakers at the 2020 Republican National Convention. Mark McCloskey is currently running for the U.S. Senate as a Republican. Jesus was an advocate of self-defense. In Luke 22, verse 36, he said, "If you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes. On this Friday, February 11th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.